35-0, Wimberley with the lead. 12 more minutes of football for you from Llano. Texans trying to go 2-0 in district play, going into next week's big showdown game against Navarro in Wimberley. Get your tickets ASAP for that one. We will be there for you as we always are. Texans have it at their own 45-yard line. First down and 10 as we get underway here in the fourth period. Back to throw is Weeks. Right side to Kowalski. And he is going to be swarmed under at about the 48-yard line. Pretty good gain, though. A gain of about 4. They're going to actually give him the 49. So gain of 4. It'll be second down and 6.
Yeah, good safe play right there coming out of the really the turnover right there. So I did see the running back, 18, for the Texans is back in. We saw him last week quite a bit and ended up scoring 2 touchdowns. Looked pretty explosive. So we'll see what we see out of him here.
Terrence Ramsey is who you're talking about.
That's right.
Reset the play clock. Second down and 6. It's Ramsey to the left of Weeks, who remains in the ball game. And Ramsey will get the handoff up the middle. Thought he had a little bit more running room than he did, but he's tackled down after a gain of 4. It'll be third down and 2. That was a pretty good tackle by Charlie Moat.
Yeah, he did. He looked like he may have some open space right there, kind of grabbed around the waist and slung down right there. But still, nonetheless, good gain right there, 4 or 5 yards. And it's going to bring up third and manageable, third and short, 2.
Ramsey, a senior. Third down and 2 for the Texans at the Yellow Jacket 47-yard line. Ramsey will get it, and he'll have the first down and is able to push forward down to the 42 of Llano, and they'll move the chains.
Good blocking up on the inside right there, just your standard counter trap play, come back across, and a good burst right there by Ramsey to get through first down. And, again, another 4 or 5 yards. Seems like a common occurrence for Mr. Ramsey.
Well, if you can do that, you're doing pretty good.
That's right. May take a shot down here on the bottom. We got trips on the bottom. Kowalski tied in, moves back up to the top right here. We'll see what kind of coverage they got over the top.
Here's Weeks. He'll give it to Ramsey. Left side trying to get outside and runs out of room. Fell forward for about a yard. It'll be second down and 9. A reminder, if you are a local business owner and would like to help sponsor these broadcasts, please give our office a call to find out more information at 512-965-9969. It's a great way to get your message out to the Wimberley community. We would love to have you on board. Second down and 9 now at the Llano 41-yard line.
Wyatt Mann one-on-one on the bottom side.
Weeks will turn, give it to Ramsey again up the middle. And Terrence is able to step off about 3 yards to the 38-yard line. It'll end up being a third down and 6.
Looks like probably Coach Warren's just kind of set up and said, okay, the running clock is going to keep moving, so we're going to pound the rock as long as we can right here. It's going to bring up third and 6, really, yeah.
Third and 6, 8:57 left to play in the ball game. Texans nursing a 35-0 lead over the Yellow Jackets of Llano. Weeks back to throw, looking right. Now he's going to flip it over the middle. He's got a man caught by Wyatt Mann. Touchdown, Texans. How about that? And that is a 37-yard strike for a touchdown.
That was the play I called for one play ago. Wyatt Mann, solo coverage down here on the bottom, man on man. Nothing but the simple post route. We've seen, I believe, 4 touchdowns tonight on the post pattern across the middle. Two to Wyatt Mann and 2 to Gavin Martinez. But, man, what a great catch. Good throw right there by JoJo. Just spot on again.
6 touchdown passes for JoJo Weeks here tonight as Nick Coles will come on, and the extra point try is up, and it is good. 8:40 left to play in the ballgame. Our score, Wimberley 42. And Llano nothing. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes. providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. With board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas not-for-profit educational institution. Start here, get there.
Nothing. Texans have this one in hand from Lano. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Zach Peterson alongside as Nick Colds will kick off. Lano will get the football with 8:40 left to play in the ballgame. Here's the kickoff. Far sideline taken at the 11 to the 15-20. To the 25, and that's Watson, and he's going to be dropped there. And that's where the Lano offense will take over. Don't forget to like our Facebook page today as well and get all the latest scores, future games, and information about the Texans, facebook.com/Wimberley Radio. We'd love to have you on our Facebook page as well and probably get more hits there now that the season is moving along. We'll start talking about playoffs.
Allen Iverson.
Walling, the quarterback, comes back out. He's had a long night, has young Ben. Tough game to come in and have to play quarterback with the injured starter, Cade Fly, on the sideline. Here's the give up the middle to Brooks. He gets a couple, but that's it. Second down and 8.
Yeah, it's Wimberley's, a lot of time Wimberley's best defense is their offense, obviously keeping the Jackets off the field. They've had some opportunities early. Again, just couldn't connect. 3 interceptions so far for the defensive backs of Wimberley. Just a good performance, a solid performance up front for the Texans. Linebackers done a great job. They're going to get all sides on the Texans here as I say it, got a little antsy.
Movement here, and the Texans, a couple of them were pointing at the Lano offensive line. I'm not sure if
he's looking like he's even calling
or not
on the offense.
Yeah, maybe so. They're talking about it, a little committee meeting out there at about the 25.
They're still talking about it.
Yeah. Now the official.
False start.
Yeah, they're going to back them up 5. Put it down at the 22-yard line. Second down and 13 now. They should restart this clock now. Yeah, there we go. It's at 7:56 and rolling. Walling takes the snap, and he will give it to Brooks right up the middle. A pretty good run to the 25, and then he's able to spurt further out to the 29-yard line, where that will set up a 3rd down and 6 for the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, and this is kind of that time of the game where there are some times where you see the frustration set in and the monotony of whatever you want to call the game, and
can get chippy.
It does.
Sure.
It gets a little bit interesting sometimes.
3rd down and 6. Fletcher's in motion to our side, and now Walling's going to go deep, though underthrew it, but it caught by his receiver, who breaks into the free to the 30, to the 20. Gavin Martinez brings him down near the 5-yard line. Pitch and catch, Hayden Godfrey on the catch.
I see a late flag come in. I don't know
if Martinez got his...
Maybe he got a horse collar.
Horse collar or face mask or something.
And that was, when I said it a minute ago, the chipping, Gavin and the wide receiver down here on the bottom side were kind of talking a little bit, and the wide receiver took a late hit on the play earlier, kind of blocked Gavin downfield on the running play, and Gavin just kind of jumped up and pointed at the scoreboard saying, hey, what exactly are you doing? This is
personal foul. Yeah, it's a horse collar. You're right. That'll be half the distance. They're going to spot it at the 3-yard line. And really, Walling underthrowing the ball. Martinez had good coverage. Walling underthrew it, and that helped the receiver come back and get the ball as Martinez was running. At any rate, Lano has its first real opportunity at scoring here now. From the Wimberley 3-yard line, the turn and the give to the running back, fighting forward, and he's got a touchdown. That's Josh Solis, the senior. 3-yard touchdown, and Lano's on the board.
And that's going to be one of those plays that either is a spark or a just kind of another touchdown right here. We're gonna kind of see how Wimberley comes back out of this one. Obviously, after a big play, again, like you said, an underthrown ball. Gavin Martinez got good coverage right here. I'm interested to see how Wimberley responds to this after really dominating the game so far. Obviously, it doesn't have a great impact of the game specifically, but I'm definitely interested in seeing it.
Diego Garcia will now try to add the extra point. It's a line drive, low shot, but it's good. 6:39 left to play. Our score, Wimberley 42, Lano 7. You're listening to Wimberley Texan football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast is provided by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker, services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
The Yellow Jackets will not be shut out tonight here in Lano.
And there was a penalty at the end. I thought I saw something. Look, they're going to kick this ball off from the Texan 45. We were talking about it in half, and I kind of said, hey, look what he's doing. I don't think anybody tried to figure out what he was doing, but apparently another personal foul on the extra point because he's kicking from the 45 of the Texans.
Yeah, Diego Garcia will kick off from there as the Texan return men drop back. Kipras, it looks like, is one of the return men.
Yeah, they're set up onside here.
Kind of the onside defense team. So they have 9 players lined up fairly close to Diego Garcia, who's going to kick it off now. And here we go. They're going to onside kick it. It bounces up. Texans reach up and grab it, though. Going to get the number there. That was a good job.
Stover.
Yeah, Clint Stover. Pretty good guy to have on your hands team as he gets it at the 32-yard line. That's where the Texans will take over with 6:39 remaining. See if Weeks is going to jog back out or if they're going to plug in their backups here. I think that's Weeks. Well, no.
I believe that's Cooper.
That's Cooper McCullough. McCullum. Sophomore quarterback, backup quarterback. He'll have Terrence Ramsey to his right. First down and 10 for the Texans now, trying to finish this one off. And get ready for next Friday night in Wimberley. Showdown against the rival, Navarro. Ramsey up the middle to the 35, spinning forward. He's got the 37, and that's where he's going to be brought down. Pickup of 5. It'll be second down and 5. Be sure and join us next week. We'll go on the air at 7:15 as usual. Kickoff is 7:30. Clock continues to run at 6:15 remaining.
Man, this Lano band has been in it all night long, but
they're
still playing.
They're doing a good job. judging by the gyrations that you're having over there. Here's Terrence Ramsey, flag on the play. Terrence is able to pick up about four. He gets within a yard of the first down, but we'll see what the flag's all about. I just assume the officials put those in their pockets at this point.
Yeah, thinking the same thing.
Officials trying to sort it out now.
They have a lot of discussions. Personal foul, chop block.
Is that what that was, a chop block?
It was kind of a chop at the waist, but I could hear him say chop block.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. Well, and you know the crowd is thinned out if you can hear the official from up here at the press box.
Yeah, and the band had stopped playing for a minute.
Spot it back at the Wimberley 22-yard line now. Second down, they got to get to about burn it for the first down. Hey, 20 yards.
Second down and burn it.
Is burn it that way?
No, burn it is not that way. But
what's that way?
Burn it is more. What's south of us? What's
second down and they got to get to Luckenbach.
Fredericksburg's got to ask. Fredericksburg, Luckenbach.
Fredericksburg. Here's the turn they give to Ramsey, and he is swarmed under by the Yellow Jackets for a loss of two, back to the 20. And it's going to be third down now in Luckenbach.
Well, I would like to say it's going to be third and the distance from here to Cooper's Barbecue.
That's true.
That's
way.
It's really about what it is, but
I
don't
want to
bring up old things again.
Yeah.
It's not on my mind.
You're still not happy about that, are you?
No, it's not on my mind at all.
Still a little peeved about that. I should have got you a pork chop and put it in my backpack and brought it up here for you.
That's
third down. Can't do anything about it now. Third down and 22. McCollum now will roll to his left. He's going to flick it to the left side, and it's caught over there near the first down. How about that? That's Hunter Benoli on the catch. I think he's got enough to get the first down.
He does. They're calling for the first down right at the sticks. Good pass by Cooper McCollum.
Very
coming
good
out.
Good pass.
Snagged by Hunter Benoli to extend the down or to extend the series here. It's going to be first and 10 from the 43-yard line, 42 and a half.
Yeah, 42. First down and 10. The clock is at 4:51 now. Nice job by Manoli on that catch. McCollum now will fake the handoff, take it himself to the 45, and he gets it to the 46-yard line. That's a gain of four, second down and six. Of course, stay with us after the ball game. We'll wrap this one up for you and then talk about next week. The officials now are going to take an injury timeout as Lano has a player down. We will take a timeout as well. Our score, 42-7, Wimberley. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan Football comes from Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes and remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, Branch Leader Financial Consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
4:34 remaining. Texans get it and hand it off to Terrence Ramsey. Right up the middle. He might take it. One man to beat on. He brought him down at the 8-yard line. Terrence Ramsey almost took that to the house. As it is, he got it inside the 10 to the 9-yard line where the Texans will have it. Nice run right up the gut, Jared.
Comes through, hands on the points of the ball, and I got to tell you, if he cuts to the left-hand side of the end zone right there rather than straight up the middle and away from the defender,
he's gone?
He's in the black end zone right now. And man, what a good burst right there by Ramsey and a – man, some explosive runs we've seen from him in
no
the last
doubt.
2 weeks. Zach talked about it in the end of the last game. Man, he liked this young man.
Yeah, he's got some skill. There's no doubt about that. McCollum now will take it himself right up the middle, following his blockers. He stretches it forward to the six, and it'll be second and goal from there. 3:44 left to play in the ball game. The clock is running. They're spotting this actually at the 7-yard line. Texans may be on the verge of punching another one in here. Well, it's good to get a lot of the backups playing time, too. You just never know when somebody's going to twist an ankle or what have you.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. Obviously, these guys are, can be a huge part. A guy like Terrence Ramsey could be a huge part of the game.
Here's McCollum. He tried to go up the middle again, and he's stonewalled. See if he got a yard. Nah, they're going to say that he got back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. And it will be third down and goal now as the clock rolls inside of 3 minutes left.
Cooper ran in right there in the middle of the defensive line to big number 44, and I hadn't called his name yet. I don't know who he is, but he's a
That's the young man with the touchdown, Josh Solis.
Is it? He was a bulldog. He drove Cooper back a little bit right there on that carry, so a good form tackle by Solis.
Third down now. McCollum's going to take it again. He's trying to get to the five, and he might have been able to stretch down there, and yeah, he got the 5-yard line, but it's going to be fourth down now in five, and they're going to trot Nick Coles out to try this extra point here on fourth down and goal. It'll be about a 22-yarder. See where he puts his tee down. From right in between the hash marks as Clint Stover will hold.
Cade Stover.
Cade Stover.
Clint Stover. Who's Cade Clint Stover?
Clint Stover used to play quarterback for Arkansas about 15 years ago.
I've called Cade Cody many times. Cody is little brother. I hadn't called him Clint yet.
Here's the field goal to try from 22 yards away. Nick Coles, it's up and good. 1:50 left to play in our ball game. Our score, Wimberley 45, Llano 7. We'll be back with more Texan football after this brief timeout. You're listening to the Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. With board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go. The all-new Tiguan. And the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you, and along with Zach Peterson, who has informed us that the Astros continue to lead the Yankees 3-0. However, Justin Verlander has been pulled after 7 scoreless innings. What are we doing? Why are we pulling our pitcher after 7 scoreless? Somebody explain that to me. We're trying to get to the World Series here.
On another note, Canyon Lake 31, Bernie 21, with 5 left in the fourth quarter.
That's crazy. Of course, Wimberley beat Canyon Lake earlier this year. Here's the kickoff. Take it at the 14-yard line to the 20, the 25, and out to the 26-yard line is the return man, Caleb Dodson. So the Yellow Jackets will take over. 1:27 left in the ball game. Wimberley leading it 45-7 following the Nick Coles 22-yard field goal. And the Yellow Jackets undoubtedly now will run the clock out here, and we will be able to wrap this one up pretty soon for you. We'll have a post-game show, and we'll talk about everything that happened here tonight. And then we will kiss all of you goodnight. I guess we won't literally kiss you, but sort of figuratively. Here's Walling now, the quarterback. Spread formation. He'll turn and give it to his running back off right tackle. He gets it to the line of scrimmage, but that is it. Llano has some of their reserves in now as well, as that's Logan Duggar on the carry. Clock is at 1:10 left now, and it's second down and 10 for the Yellow Jackets, and both teams are going to be content to just let this clock roll now. Play clock is at 27 as Walling looks toward the sideline to get the play. Texans finishing this off now. As Walling takes the snap, he'll give it to Duggar off left tackle, 30. And down to the 32-yard line is Duggar, and it'll be third down and four now as the clock is at 33 seconds and counting. Theoretically, they can run out the clock and not run another play as the play clock is at 40 and hasn't been reset yet. So we'll see what the Yellow Jackets want to do. I think they're going to run at least one more play, though. Game clock is at 18.
I bet they run one more, and this will be the end of it right here. A good showing so far in district play for the Texans.
And the Texans will throw Duggar down back at the 26-yard line. And the clock will run out on the Llano Yellow Jackets here tonight. The Wimberley Texans have come to Llano, and they have come away with an impressive 45-7 victory over the Yellow Jackets. Stay with us, everybody. We'll have our postgame show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this broadcast of Wimberley Texan Football provided by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at hillcountryhapkido.com. And by Stevens and Malone LLP, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com. And by 5-Star ER. 5-Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it 5-Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at 5starer.com.